Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhardt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elliott. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Billette, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Courtney, and Young drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Kell moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Gurnett, and towards Lepsio, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Umflett who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenhart throws the ball into Elliott, who relays the ball to Young, who tags Bowling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Umflett scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.